The Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan is still sorting out what sparked deadly ethnic clashes 2 weeks ago. The country's president spoke to NPR today and defended her handling of the crisis, even as critics suggest some pivotal missteps by the government. And there's criticism coming from an unlikely place, Moscow. As NPR's David Green reports, though Russia is a close ally, it says Kyrgyzstan is only headed for more instability.
Many people in Kyrgyzstan were stunned by the words of this man. It's Russian President Dmitry Medvedev predicting Kyrgyzstan's demise. He was speaking Sunday, the same day Kyrgyz voters approved a new constitution creating Central Asia's first parliamentary democracy. Medvedev said he can't see how that style of government will work here. It will just mean more power struggles, he said. Extremists will likely prevail and the state will collapse. Kyrgyzstan's president, Roza Atunbayeva, defended her country's move towards democracy.
This is our choice. This is the choice of our nation.
In an interview today, she portrayed her impoverished country as a place with few good choices. There have been years of instability under authoritarian presidents, she said, so it was time to spread some of the power around. Meanwhile, she delivered a message the Kremlin may not like. She committed to keeping a U.S. military base in Kyrgyzstan, at least until the U.S. is done using it for operations in Afghanistan. Russia has tried to close the base.
We are committed to our international agreements and bases there.
Topping Atunbayeva's agenda for now, though, is the unending violence in her country. This former Kyrgyz ambassador to Great Britain herself assumed power in a bloody coup in April when former President Kurmanbek Bakiyev was toppled. But the new president seemed powerless 2 weeks ago when days of ethnic violence broke out between Kyrgyz and Uzbek citizens. I asked if she bears responsibility.
Certainly we bear because we have so many losses. But it is not like we are so guilty and so on. We should work. We should continue to work to get out from this crisis.
It was not a surprise. These things were coming.
This is Adil Baysalov, who was Atunbayeva's chief of staff. He resigned just days before the ethnic clashes. He said he had been urging the interim government to gain more control of the country's police forces, but he was getting nowhere.
This bloodshed could and should have been prevented.
He described one crisis in May when the fragile new government lost control of a municipal building in the southern city of Jalalabad. The government, he said, called on a local politician named Kadirjan Batirov to gather forces and retake the building. Batirov happened to be ethnic Uzbek. A mob of angry ethnic Kyrgyz residents attacked him, accusing him of ethnic politics.
But the interim government did not stand up for him. They did not say, look, this is not an inter-ethnic issue. He was a political leader who was doing the right thing. He was on the right side of the history.
Now the Uzbek leader is believed to be hiding outside the country. And his standoff is increasingly being viewed as a catalyst, a spark that helped inflame ethnic passions. Atunbayeva is well aware of this incident, but she denies government responsibility. She said this Uzbek leader acted on his own. Still, this week, people remain uncertain about the future. Turdubek Soluyev, a retired postal worker from the southern city of Osh, is still missing his son. He saw some good in the country's last more authoritarian president. So far, at least, Atunbayeva strikes him as too weak a leader for a country in turmoil. But he's patient. People want her to improve life for us and do what she's promised, he said. God willing, she'll lift up Kyrgyzstan. David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
You're listening to NPR.